Singles bars. Have you noticed that singles bars all seem to think they have to have cute little names that end in S? Scamps, tramps, chaps, rumors, cahoots, bingles, buckles, bangles, jungles, bungles. I'd like to have a singles bar and call it Nipples and Dicks. A little truth in advertising. The Sperm Club. Snatch-O-Rama. Frankie's Fuckery. The Crotchateria. Cafe Vagina, open all night.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Buongiorno, signore.
You fucking sneaky bastard.
This man has no dick.
He using the whole pistol?
Well, that's what I heard.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm 50 years old.
Good day and welcome to the special 50th episode anniversary celebration. On this Tuesday, May the 25th, 2010, my name is Tim. I would like to send a special shout out, if you will, to the new fans on the fan page of the Facebook, the new follows on the Twitter, and the many downloads from the iTunes, and of course the original Audio Boo audience, and new to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast, the listeners from the VoiceOver Universe social network. Welcome aboard. Stick around. I think you'll dig it. This particular anniversary episode is brought to you by Google Toilet.
Google, we know what you're searching for. We know what you're writing in your emails. And with Google Voice, we now know every word you say to your friends and family. So we can serve advertisements specifically targeted to your lifestyle. Now we're taking it to the next level with the Google Toilet.
Oh no, you gotta be kidding me.
Our data mining technology can literally sift through your shit to deliver the ultimate targeted ads.
Indian food? How'd you know that I like Indian food? Oh, yeah.
And it automatically updates your Facebook page with your toxicology report.
Are you nuts? I don't want anyone to know that. What's going on here?
Too bad.
Hey.
Now all your crap is cataloged information that can be bought and sold.
Information? This is my life! My private life!
Hey, you registered for a free toilet, pal. Now take another shit so I can tell you where to shop. Google, we're way up your ass.
I'll say you are. My favorite part of that was the toxicology report onto the Facebook. You know, they might as well. Anyway, got some news for you, but first, here's a little bit of unintentional comedy. This is Liza Minnelli from the new Sex and the City movie soundtrack singing Beyoncé's All the Single Ladies. I do not understand this country's fascination with this woman. I think she's horrible.
All the single ladies,
all the single ladies,
all the single ladies.
Now put your hands up,
up in the club.
Oh, can't take any more of that. Let's go right to the big finish.
Good luck.
Holy crap, that was horrible. I thought she was dead. Anyway, here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A local dullard chooses vocational school. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. In an attempt to earn more than $5.50 an hour, Alice Stelson, a not-too-bright mother of two, will attend Maryland Tech School this fall.
I was thinking of going into cosmetology, or maybe data entry. I am not special. Anyone could be taught these skills.
Stelson says both vocations require non-specific skills that could be performed by anyone with a high school education. Sources close to the tech school say they could even be performed by a monkey. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Anyway, that's all the time we have left for this episode of the podcast, and thanks once again for joining me for the last 50 episodes. I do appreciate the support. In fact, why don't you go right on over to the Facebook fan page and suggest it to some of your friends. There's a novel idea. And if you do end up subscribing on iTunes, please do be taking the time to write a quick review. This is how the podcasts get ranked. And as always, until next time, whatever you do, don't get any on ya.